This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Well, don't worry, because I'm joined in the studio by Claire Merrills from HMRC. Hello, Claire. Nice to see you again. Happy
Hello,
New Year.
Good afternoon. Yes, and you.
It is. Yes. So we last saw you back in the autumn.
Yeah.
This must be a very busy time of year for everybody at HMRC. Yeah. Your phone must ring off the hook.
It does, but less so now than it used to do, because now that we've got so much more help online and lots more people are actually filling in their tax returns online, it means that, because it's really good, because when you go on, if you hover over it and you've got a problem, it'll give you some help at
It does.
And also, you can. We've gone really modern, where you can actually type and talk to us.
Oh, right.
There, which is really good, because you get the help as you're going along. You know, if you say, oh, I'm stuck on box number, whatever, I'm not sure whether I need to put this in or I need to put that in. You can talk to one of our advisors that way,
so
you don't have to phone.
So
well.
Much easier,
so
isn't it? This
is,
online
it
chat
really,
thing
really
does work really well, doesn't
it? When
it
first started, you know, when you, no matter what you're doing, when you go to these things, I was always a bit dubious. But I must admit, no matter whose company I've used it with, 9 times out of 10, they are pretty good, aren't they?
It is, and you can often you can save it or you can print it out. So it's what did she say?
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
Yeah, and you can do that as well with ours. So it is really good.
Well, you'll be really proud of me. I don't know whether it's because I knew you were coming here. I did mine in December.
Did you?
I did, because I thought, well, I'm on really lousy broadband where I am,
right.
And I thought the last thing I need to be doing is online at the same time as everybody else. I thought if it's going to crash, I'm going to be the one who gets kicked off. So I did mine in December.
I am proud of you.
Thank you. I thought. You would be. Do I get? Yes. Have you got a sticker?
Well, the ones you get when you go to the dentist. No, I don't. Yes. Funnily enough, but I will get some for next time.
Bless you. So, who's affected by this? I mean, everyone here. You hear this stuff going around, but does it affect everybody? What's the story? Who's affected?
No, it doesn't. I mean, this year we've sent out about 11.5 million. So it's a lot.
Yes.
But it obviously isn't everybody, because we've got something like just under 50,000 taxpayers.
Right.
50 million taxpayers. So it's only a small, about a fifth of the people that pay tax would actually need to fill one of these in. The people that are affected are people who are self-employed, company directors, people who have got income that isn't taxed when they receive it. So if, for example, we hear a lot, don't we, of people who have been living in their own houses and then they move in together and they keep the other house and they rent it out.
Yeah.
And so that the income from that isn't taxed before you get it. So it's that sort of thing that you might need to declare on a tax return. So it generally, if you've got some sort of income that isn't taxed before you receive it, the likelihood is you'll need to fill in a tax return.
Okay, now if someone hasn't received, because you send out little notices saying, by the way, you do
need to,
as you say, so you need to use it. But if someone, if this has happened during the year, and someone sort of goes, well, that's okay, you know, I've got this house, we rent it out. Do they have to apply? Should they apply and tell you that they're
doing
this?
What they need
this?
To do is they need to get in touch with us. So if you were one of those people, you've moved in with your partner and you're renting out your old house.
Yep.
At that point, if you get in touch with us and just say, this is the situation, this is what's happening, and then we can make all the necessary arrangements to get you up, set up on the system, so that when you are due to send a tax return in, we can actually send one to you.
So this is something then that if you think this is going to affect you, there are steps you need to take first. And you did mention this last time you were in, because you said it takes a little while to get an online ID with you guys, doesn't it?
Exactly. And the thing is, you actually have a responsibility to let us know by the 5th of October in the year that it starts to happen. So if you started renting out your house last April, you should really have already told us that this is the position, so that we can get it sorted out. So, but don't panic if that's not you. You know, we're not going to send the boys around or anything like that. The best thing to do is get in touch with us now, so that we can make sure that we have got your records up to date and we can help you to do what you actually need to do.
Well, because if you haven't got this login, if you haven't got this digital ID, you're not going to be able to do it, are you?
No, exactly. You need to get in touch with us. You need to register with us. If you are somebody who is already registered and you've lost it and you've tried to get in and you can't get back in, again, you need to get in touch with us so that we can set the system up so that we can get it to you. It's a fortnight today. That's what we're talking about. It's a fortnight today is the deadline.
So we're pretty tight on time now, aren't we?
Yeah. If you've not done it, you really need to be thinking about doing it. I mean, we're lucky that, I mean, lots of people do leave it to the last minute. Mm. I mean, before I came out of the office just now, I checked to see how many people have actually sent them back. So far, 63% of people have sent them back. So we've had just over 7.3 million. Right. We're actually ahead of where we were last year.
Oh,
only slightly, but we are ahead of where we were last year. But it's clear there that we've still got a lot to come back.
Mm.
But history repeats itself every year, and the number of people that file on the 31st of January and the number of people in that last hour is quite staggering. We're talking tens of thousands of people within that last hour. I'm trying to think. I think last year the peak was something, I think it was between 2 and 3 o'clock on the afternoon of the 31st.
Oh, goodness sake.
And it was hundreds of thousands of people doing it at that point.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So, you know, it is much better if you can do it sooner rather than later.
What should you need to do? Yes, I mean, how long does it take to do? I mean, I know how long is a piece of string, but there's quite a lot of sections that you have to go through, and a lot of it you can skip through, but you do have to read it all, don't you?
You do. I mean, one of the good things about it, doing it online, is that it will ask you, have you got any of this type of income? So so you can differentiate between, am I self-employed or am I employed? Hmm. So, but then it'll only give you the bits that you need. So if you go in and say, I'm an employee, but I'm also renting out a house, it will only give you the pages that you need. Whereas when we used to go into the old paper copies, you'd have to read through each individual bit to work out, does this apply to me? Does that apply to me? Does it? So at least you only get the bits you actually need to fill in.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people only need to fill something in like 5 or 6 boxes.
Mm.
So it isn't as difficult. I think the worst bit is actually getting everything that you need to be able to fill it in.
Yes.
Searching around the house, where have I put my P60? Where's this? Where's the bank books with the amount of interest that I've got? Mm. I think that's the worst bit, gathering it all together.
But in a way, you're doing this online. And when I did mine, as I say, I did one a few weeks ago because I just thought, well, it's just out of the way.
Yeah.
But so much of the information is also online.
Yeah.
So unlike the old days where you'd be ferreting around for a paper statement, you think, oh, for goodness, I haven't got that one. I need a statement from the Building Society.
Yeah.
You don't. You can just log into your app and there it is.
Yeah.
It's everything you need. And all right, you might need a notepad beside you so you can add some numbers up. But apart from that, it is a lot of it is online isn't it? So ferreting around for information isn't so bad. And if you, what sort of things do you need to get together? You need to get together statements for interest and dividends and that sort of. What about expenses?
If you're employed, lots of people who are employed don't want to spend their time doing this sort of thing, so they do have an accountant. But if you've got simple tax affairs, then it might just be as simple as adding up all the money you've had in and adding up all the expenses that you've incurred actually doing the work that you've done.
Yeah.
And I know, again, there are apps that you can get to do this, where people just take a photograph using this app of the expense that they've done, and it's all there, and there are lots and lots of ways that make it simpler than having to sit down with that shoebox like we used to do years ago.
The shoebox?
Shoebox or the carrier bag and you do hear of people who used to, when people used to come in years ago when I used to work on the Enquiry Centre, people would come in and say, I want help with my tax return, and they'd bend down and bing this carrier bag full of receipts, and they're like, right, well, I think you actually need to go away and add all those bits up.
Mm.
But now, there, as you say, so many different ways of being able to record it that aren't actually too tedious.
And are you okay doing it this way? Because I know a lot of people do worry. We've been talking about the paperless society and sort of paperless business. Yeah. We've been talking about this for decades now, and it was never going to. It actually does finally seem like something along
those
lines.
We're actually moving in that direction.
People do worry. I know. I'm one of the hoarders, and I've got a filing.
Tell you, so am I.
I have filing cabinets. At one point, I had every single receipt for the past 3 years. Am I okay to throw those away if I've filled in my returns? And you guys,
you do need to hang on to them.
Right.
You do need to hang on to them because we could come back in a few months' time and say to you, "Okay, this doesn't look quite right. Can you just let me have sight of this or
right.
whatever?"
If you have been using an app, don't shred stuff.
Don't shred stuff, and because we can come back and ask you about it and ask for proof of different things. So
fair enough.
That's where we are. But again, if everything's straightforward, you don't need to worry even if we do come back.
Mm.
As long as you can prove what you've done and it was all legitimate and it was to do with what you were actually doing rather than, you bought yourself a new television set and thought it'd look pretty on the side, but actually it's got nothing to do with what you do for a living.
Sure.
You're a plumber and you bought yourself a 60-inch TV to to do your books on or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Plug my computer in. Are people okay again? I mean, you mentioned people using an accountant. Certainly, go back a couple of decades. Everybody used an accountant in that way.
Yeah, they did. But
nowadays, there are all these apps, and it does all seem pretty doable. Yeah. What about the mistakes that get made? People must nail bite over this.
Yeah, they do. And I think the thing is, if your tax affairs are fairly straightforward, you just run a small business. It's quite simple. What's coming in, what's going out, then. In most cases, it is quite straightforward and you can do it yourself. Mm. But if you want that peace of mind, it's down to individuals. It really is down to individuals. If you want that peace of mind to know that somebody's going over it and checking it and making sure that everything's just right.
Yeah.
And because they may be able to help you to say, well, actually, you could have claimed for this or actually, no, you can't claim for that. So, but I think as far as we're concerned, if people make mistakes, that's fine. Everybody makes mistakes,
cool. You
know, and we will come to you and say, this doesn't look quite right. And you, oh, my goodness, yeah, I missed a note off the end or that shouldn't have been in there. They should, you know, that's fine. We understand that people make mistakes. But what we are looking for are people who are on purpose going out of their way. You know, the examples that we're seeing coming through all the time of people who have made their own invoices, made their own receipts, and then they put them through their books to make it look like actually their expenses this year were £20,000 when actually they were only five.
Yeah.
So they're looking to reduce their bill. And we do see people do that, but we catch them.
Fair enough.
So
that's the way to do it.
But the people that are genuine, they've made a mistake, have nothing to worry about.
Cool. That's nice to put people's minds at rest. Because the vast majority of people are, I guess.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Law-abiding, aren't they?
Yeah, most people. I think it's the percentage that's been floated just recently, something like well over 90% of people pay the amount of tax that they should do when they should do.
Mm-hmm.
It's very straightforward. But then we have those that are going out of the way.
There's always going to be some.
And there's always going to be criminals looking for a way to fiddle the system. But we're catching up with them and we lock them up.
And if you are sitting here thinking, well, I don't want to pay for an accountant and I'm just going to keep my head down, I'm going to ignore this. It'll just go away.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Well,
the deadline will pass. They don't know about me. They sent me this letter, but they won't bother coming after me. Is that right?
No. Please don't put your head in the sand. Because the other thing you've got to bear in mind is that not only do you have to send your tax return back, you also may have to make a payment to us. And, you know, there'll be a penalty for not sending your tax return back, an automatic penalty if you don't get it back by the 31st. But then also interest starts to run on the money that you owe us. If you don't pay the money that you owe us by the end of February, then not only would you have the interest, there'll be a surcharge on top of it. So you really, really need to do it. The other thing is we might owe you money.
Well, that's true.
Yes. So the sooner you put it in, the sooner we can pay it back to you as well if we owe you money. And it does happen.
It does. And on the subject of that, when you were in last time, you were warning about a scam that was going on, about people getting emails from purportedly from HMRC.
Yep.
And they were pretty well done.
They were.
Saying, oh, you know, click here and we'll send you back £300.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, is it?
No, it's not. If you fill your tax return in and once it works out at the end, which it does it all for you now, once you've got to the end, it will tell you either what you've got to pay us or what we're going to pay you. You've got when you're filling it in online, you can actually put in your bank details and then we can just pay it straight into you.
Right.
On the form there and then. But if not, you can choose to have a cheque sent to you. You can even choose to donate that to charity if you want to.
Fair enough.
So if you've got a small repayment, you thought, actually, this is a nice surprise, I wasn't expecting it, I'd like it to go to whoever is your charity choice, we can do that for you as well.
Excellent. All right, but in any event, if you get an email purportedly from HMRC saying, we're going to give you back a tax refund, don't.
No.
And I guess this is the time of year when a lot of those emails are going to be doing the rounds.
Yeah, we get them at this time of year. We get them probably within the next couple of months as well when people start to receive their tax codes. Mm. Then they peak again at the time when we've got tax credits notices going out to people saying, check your tax credits and what have you. So at the peak times when we're regularly sending bulk things out,
That's when the scammers sneak in as well.
But now, actually, to be fair, they're doing it most of the time.
Yeah. Well, what the thing to do will be is to log into your account, because if you log into your account online, that's what you're owed, and that's what is due back to you and everything else.
Yep.
So, all right, lovely. Well, Claire, thank you very much indeed for coming.
More than welcome.
I wondered whether we were going to see you, because the A14's a mess. Are you going to be able to?
I know. I don't know if I can get home.
I was going to say,
it's 10 miles. I logged it on the car as I came past it. It's stationary for 10 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's only going to get worse at this time of night, isn't it?
It is already. Well, thank you very much indeed for making the trek down, because you guys are based up at Peterborough now, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, I'm in Peterborough, yep.
All right, lovely. So. Well, let's see. Let's hopefully, in years to come, it'll all be online, Claire. You'll be sitting at home in an armchair just answering questions on your laptop. That's the way you'll be doing it in future.
Yeah.
No, maybe not. We'll see you in a...
It's you, though.
Yes, exactly. We'll get you in here to chat. Don't worry. Okay. Lovely. So there you are. This tax deadline is 2 weeks today. It's the 31st of January.
It is.
You need to get moving. If you've not got a digital ID registered, if you can't log into the HMRC website to fill in because you've never done it before, you need to get that ID now, and that can take a week, 10 days, so you need to be on it. Claire, lovely. Lovely to see you as always. Thank you very much indeed. The human face of HMRC.
Indeed. A little bit too human at the moment. I'm shattered.
Bless you. Listen, that's lovely. Thanks ever so much indeed, Claire. And just to put your mind at rest, I'll check the travel before you go.